Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Jim Allen joins us from the Cook County Board of Elections, and maybe he can help us, as he did on that conference call a moment ago, just to understand some of this. Hi, Jim. You're on WGN Radio again. Welcome back. How are you?
Afternoon. So just to be clear, we're with the Chicago Election Board. So we handle the
I said Cook County, didn't I? Yeah.
That's okay. 2,069 precincts inside the city of Chicago.
2,069 precincts inside Chicago?
Yes, sir.
2,069 different places where people get to vote? Not that many, right?
No, not that many.
Yeah. Steve was only able to play a clip from your conference call. Can you just give me an expanded version of what happened here or may have happened here?
Certainly. When the circuit court removed a candidate from the assessor's contest back in February, we prepared north of 400,000 notices and another 2,000 signs, one for each polling place. Per the court order, that this candidate has been removed. It was too late to, remove the candidate from the printed ballot or from the touchscreens. So we were doing everything under the court's order, trying to be Boy Scouts and notify the voters all the way through early voting and to prepare for Election Day so that these notices would be available. Then the appellate court ruled, after all of these election materials had been printed, loaded, locked up into election supply carriers and delivered to polling places all across the city, the appellate court issues a decision that says a candidate is back on the ballot. So now we prepared a new set of black and white notices that we gave out to the judges of election when they picked up their keys over the weekend. And those new notices simply reflected the one court order on the county clerk's office, not the county assessor's office, and they included instructions: do not give out the green and white notices. Do not post any of the green and white signs. So we outsmarted ourselves by one detail. Back when the circuit court issued its order, we had four different messages about opening the polling place. One is about split precincts and getting out all the right ballot styles so that everybody would vote on the correct ballot. And the others were on similar messages. And another one that we programmed back when the circuit court removed the candidate, we had that message, that text message go out saying, be sure to hand out the green and white notices. So that's a bad on us. We've since sent out six different text messages saying, do not hand out the green and white notices. Do not, under any circumstances. We had technicians go out to the polling places and scoop these up.
I was given one a little after 9 o'clock this morning.
Right. So we've had technicians go out and scoop these up. And we've tried to avoid, we haven't had any problems since then.
I suspect you're right about that, but I don't know how much of a consolation that will be for the candidate, Andrea Rayla. Do you know what happens or could or should happen to rectify this?
No, this was a difficult situation with a court decision that came down not long before Election Day that affected a significant countywide race. And as we said, when that court ruling came out, we did everything in our powers to make it clear to remove the notices from all the early voting sites. But we also noted at the time that it was going to be difficult to get that message out of people's ears. It was going to be difficult to restore this. This is a case that went on until the middle of February.
Yeah, no,
And then the court decision happens 6 days before Election Day, affecting ballots and voting systems for 3,600 precincts. This is unprecedented.
Jim, have you heard from the candidate today?
Don't care to go into that area. We have to be as neutral as possible. When people are in the process of voting, I'm telling you about the voting administration process, but I don't want to get into any exchanges as far as what
Well, you may be the wrong person to ask this question to, Jim, but I guarantee it's going to get asked, and somebody needs to answer it. So then what happens? I mean, I understand how complicated this was and how challenging the timing became of it. I don't envy you for the task. This is gigantic. I can see how a diligent person might yet make this mistake. The question is, what's the remedy for that? I don't know that you have, I don't know, do you have an answer for that?
The remedy is to count the votes, and then the candidates can take action after that. If, you know, in any election, whether it's particularly when there are close contests, the remedy is available for the candidates to take action after that. But I don't want to suggest what the remedy can or should be in this case. Right now we have an election to run, and we'll count all the ballots, we'll count all the votes for all three candidates for assessor, and we'll report those tonight. And then from there, it's up to the parties to determine what they want to do.
Jim, I don't mean to put you in the spot then, but we're hearing about affidavits.
You don't mean to, but you're going to?
Well, no, I'm not, maybe.
You'll be the judge of that.
I'll ask you the question, and you can go from there.
All right.
But, you know, we're hearing from Rayla's camp about these affidavits that have been signed about people who wanted to vote and were told they were not. I'm assuming that those affidavits are not filed or presented to the Board of Elections today, right? So my question to you is, have people presented affidavits to you officially complaining that they couldn't vote in the way that they thought they should?
I'm not aware of that. I'm dealing with 100 other issues, and that's not one of them.
Do you know how many different places the green notices went, the erroneous green notices went to?
Well, keep in mind, when they were created, they were very much... they were non-erroneous. They were actual.
I understand. No, they were the court order.
So, I mean,
I understand that. But how many places got the green notices that should not have? How many places handed these out that should not have?
I don't know.
More than 10?
I don't know. I'm not going to venture a guess.
And when you said that you did everything in your power to correct the situation after they were handed out, what were those steps? The six text messages?
Six different text messages, plus we sent out technicians to scoop up and make sure that there was no signage and that, you know, notices were not being handed out. So we've not had any complaints since this morning, any documentation of people with, you know, photos or anything like that being sent to us. So this happened early in the morning and did not happen significantly after that.
Jim Allen is a spokesperson for the Chicago Board of Elections. I hear your phone ringing in the background. I know you're busy, Jim. We may call you yet one more time, but I appreciate your time with us this afternoon.
No, thank you.
Okay, take care.